So let's review. The Mishnah now discusses various forms of Shvuas Bitui, an oath to perform or not to perform a certain action. Zok the Mishnah, Echad Devarim Shel Atzmei ve'Echad Devarim Shel Acherim. One can make an oath about matters concerning oneself or about matters concerning others. And the Mishnah offers an example of Devarim Shel Acherim. Ketzad, Amar Shvuah She'etin Le'ish Pleini V'Sheloi Etin, or She'nasati V'Sheloi Nasati. He took an oath that I will or will not give something to a certain person, or that I did or did not give. And the Mishnah continues, Ve'echad Devarim She'esh Ben Mamish, Ve'echad Devarim She'ein B'hem Mamish. One can make an oath concerning both tangible and intangible things. And as Rashi explains, the Mishnah offers two examples of Devarim She'ein B'hem Mamish. She'ishan v'shaloi ishan, she'ishanti v'shaloi ishanti, an oath stating that I will or will not sleep, or that I did or did not sleep. Sleep is an intangible thing. She'ezrik tzror liyam v'shaloi ezrik, she'zarakti v'shaloi zarakti, an oath stating that I will or will not throw a stone in the ocean, or that I did or did not throw. This is something from which he derives no benefit. The Mishnah continues, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Eina chayim ela al ha'asad lavay, she'nem al ha'ara o'ila heitav. One is only liable to a carbon oil be yared for a shvuah's bitur regarding a future action as stated explicitly in the pasuk lahara oila hetiv, something he will or will not do. However, amli Rabbi Kivim kain eli ela devarim shesh ben harav atava devarim shimen harav atava minayin. If we read the pasuk literally, one should only be liable for oaths that are to one's benefit or detriment, as the pasuk states lahara oila hetiv. Shmuel answered, Amar lai meribir hakasav. We derive other types of oaths, even dvarm she'ein ben harav atava, from the general term l'chala she'yavati ad mishvua. Rabbi Kiva, however, responded, Amar lai imrib hakasav akach, rib hakasav akach. If so, this additional pasuk also includes all types of oaths, even l'sha'avar, oaths regarding past actions. Regarding shvuah she'le'ishin, the Gemara cites an exception to our Mishnah, which is a ruling of Rabbi Yechanan. Shvuah she'le'ishin gimel yamim malken oisei b'yashan la'alter. If one swears to abstain from sleep for 3 days, he receives malchus immediately, and the oath is not effective, and he may go to sleep because hasam de amar gimel, hachad lo amar gimel. In the case of Rabbi Yechanan, he specified 3 days, an oath that's impossible to fulfill, and there's therefore a shvuah shav, a vain oath. While in the case of the Mishnah, he referred to a shorter amount of time, an oath that can be fulfilled, and there's therefore a shvuah bitui. Regarding Zrika Layam, the Gemara cites a related machlekes. Shvuah shezorg plain itzor layam v'shalei zark. If one swears that someone else threw or did not throw a stone into the ocean, Rav Amar Chayev, Isei Balav Vehein, Shmuel Amar Pater, Lese Balav Bo. Rav says the oath is effective and he's liable to a carbon because he can formulate the oath in the positive or the negative, swearing that the other person did or did not throw the stone. While Shmuel says the oath is not effective and he's not liable for a carbon because it's not possible to formulate the oath regarding the future, since he cannot compel another person to act. Rather, it is a shvuah shav, a vain oath for which there is no carbon. The Gemara offers several explanations of the machlekes. Bepluktad Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva kamiflagi. They disagree in the machlekes Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva in our Mishnah. Rav domek Rabbi Kiva, b'shmuel domek Rabbi Shmuel. Rav rules like Rabbi Kiva and holds one is liable for an oath regarding past actions, while Shmuel rules like Rabbi Shmuel and one is only liable for an oath regarding future actions. However, the Gemara explains, Alib de Rishmol kulam alay pliki. Everyone agrees that one is not liable according to Bishmol because hashta milsa de isi balabo le machavaler Bishmol le sha'avar, milsa de lesa balabo mibaya. If one is not liable for an oath regarding a past event, even when it is possible to formulate the oath regarding the future, one is certainly not liable if it is not possible to formulate the oath regarding the future. Rather, ki pligi alib de Rabbi Kiva. Rav and Shmuel argue according to Rabbi Kiva's position. Rav Rabbi Kiva, Bishmuel Amar Ad Kan L'Machayev Rabbi Kiva Hasam L'Sha'avar Ela Milsa De Isa B'Lahaba Machayev Rabbi Kiva L'Sha'avar Avamidi De Lesla B'Lahaba Loi. Rav agrees with Rabbi Kiva and says that one is liable for an oath regarding past events, while Shmuel differentiates and says that one is only liable for an oath regarding the past if it is possible to formulate the oath regarding the future. But if it is not possible to formulate it regarding the future, he's exempt even when it's about the past. Another explanation. Rav and Shmuel disagree in the following machlekes. Nishba levatel as a mitzvah v'loy bitl pater. If one swears not to fulfill a certain mitzvah, and then violates the oath and fulfills the mitzvah, he's exempt. Furthermore, lekayim as a mitzvah v'loy kiyam pater. If one swears to fulfill a certain mitzvah and violates the oath and does not fulfill the mitzvah, he's exempt. Although, shehoyi b'din sheyechayiv, k'div Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, we would think he's liable, as Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira reasoned, u'ma'im harashos, she'ein mushbo lemahar sinai, harei uchayiv aleh, mitzvah she'mushbo lemahar sinai, ein adin sheyechayiv aleh. If one is liable for an oath regarding an optional matter, certainly he should be liable for an oath to fulfill a Torah obligation. However, the Rabbanan disagree. Amr lai, lai. Im amarte b'shvuas harashos, she'kein osa b'lav kehen. Taimah b'shvuas mitzvah, she'kein lay osa b'lav kehen. It's possible to formulate an ordinary oath in the positive and the negative, to do or not to do something. However, it is not possible to make an oath not to fulfill a mitzvah. Therefore, an oath to fulfill a mitzvah is not effective either. Now, the Gemara explains the machlokes. Rav da amar k'Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, or Shmuel da amar k'Rabbi Banan. Rav agrees with Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, and so just as he does not require an oath to be possible b'la v'hen, in the negative and the positive, he also does not require an oath to be possible la b'ol l'sha'ava, regarding the past and the future. While Shmuel agrees with Rabbi Banan, who hold that an oath is only effective if it can be formulated b'la v'hen, and so he also requires la b'ol l'sha'ava. However, the Gemara explains, Aliba Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, kulam aloi pligi, hashla la v'hen loi b'i, la b'ol l'sha'ava b'i. All agree that Rabbi Maseira, who does not take the pasuk literally and does not require la v'hen, certainly does not require la habo l'shava. However, ki pligi alibid rabbanan. They disagree according to the rabbanan. Shmuel karabbanan. Shmuel says he's exempt because an oath must be possible la v'hen and la habo l'shava. V'rav ki lemechayv rabbanan la v'hen. Dechsev lahara oy lehetiv behedya. Aval habo l'shava demiribui dekura osim mechayvi. Rav says that the rabbanan require la v'hen as stated explicitly in the pasuk, but they do not require la habo l'sha'ava, which is merely derived from a drasha. And so to summarize the opinions of Rav Shmuel regarding Shavuos Bitui, Rav Shmuel agree regarding la v'hen, that for a shvu which cannot be formulated in both a positive and negative form, he's pater. However, Rav Shmuel disagree regarding la habo l'sha'ava, that for a shvu which cannot be formulated in both a past and future form. Rav holds that he is chayev, and Shmuel holds that he is pater. Now the Gemara introduces Shavuos Eidus. In the very same parasha of Karban Oil V'Yeri, the Torah teaches, Im lo yagid v'nasa avoinai. If a person involved in a din Torah before Bezin asks someone to testify for him, and that potential witness swears, Shavur she'eni yedei l'cha edus, I do not know any testimony relevant to your case, and it turns out that he did, he must bring a Karban Oil V'Yeri. Now the question is, can this Shavur also be considered a Shavur's Bitui? According to Shmuel, one cannot be liable for this Shavur as a Shavur's Bitui, because he requires la habo l'sha'avar, and this Shavur cannot be la habo. Because if he would swear Shavur Shle Eidu L'cha Eidus, I will not know any testimony relevant to your case, it would not be effective. Because this would be like saying, I will not testify for you, which is Nishba Levat Lesa Mitzvah. Therefore, the Gemara explains, L'Shmuel, L'Hachi Afkei Rachman L'Shavur's Eidus Mechlal Shavur's Bitri. According to Shmuel, the Torah needed to teach that he's Chayev as a Shavur's Eidus, because he would be Potter as a Shavur's Bitri, because it's not La'Habo L'Sha'ava. However, according to Rav, one can also be liable for this Shavur as a Shavur's Bitri, because he does not require La'Habo L'Sha'ava. And although Rav requires la v'hen, this shvu can be in the positive, as he could swear, shvu shani yudei l'cha edus, I do know testimony relevant to your case. Therefore, the Gemara asks, l'Rav, l'ma hilchas afk rachmon, according to Rav, why did the Torah need to teach that he's chayiv as a shvu as a edus? He's already chayiv for the shvu as a shvu as bitu. We cannot answer l'chayiv ala atarti to make him liable to two karbanas, because the pasuk there states, v'hoi ki yeshem la'achas me'ela, la'achas at mechayiva v'iyat mechayivishtayim. For one shvuah, he can only become obligated in one, but not two karbanas. Therefore, we must answer l'chayiv ala mezid k'shoygig. As a shvuah se'edus, he's chayiv even b'mezid, while as a shvuah se'bita, he would be chayiv only b'shoygig. Now, there's another question according to Rav. Shvuah se'edus has some additional unique halachas. One is chayiv for shvuah se'edus only b'bezdin, if he swore before bezdin, but not outside. U'baro l'heid, and only one who is qualified to testify, but not a relative or other disqualified person. Now, if someone made a shvur se'edus and swore shvur she'en yedei l'cha edus sh'lei bebezin, or be'en eror l'heyed, for which he is pater as a shvur se'edus, according to Rav, is he chai for the shvur as a shvur bitui? It's a machlekes. Rav holds, and Abai, according to his first statement, which he later retracted, pater, b'shem da havadavish b'chlal, v'yotz lidim edav achadosh, en l'cha ba'i el chadush b'lvat. Because once the Torah taught shvur se'edus and its unique halachas, one is not liable for the shvur as a shvur bitui. Abai, according to his second statement, holds chayiv the isa l'shvu ba'olam. As Rashi writes, kolaymer isa l'shem shvuos bitui be'eni yedei l'cha edus. This shvu is both a shvuos edus and remains a shvuos bitui as well. V'hodol mechayiv tarti mishum mi'uta de'enat mechayiv eshtayim hu. But it's not obligated in two karbanas based on the above mentioned pasuk. However, v'nafke min heicha the isa l'bitui b'les l'edus, kagoyim b'psum l'edus ashalei b'bezden, deleke l'miftari m'la'achas mechayiv mishum bitui. However, where the Shavuos HaEdus does not apply, the Shavuos HaBitui still does apply.